Warp Pipe Wednesday.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Warp Pipe Wednesday. I'm Russ Lyman.
I am NES Addict.
And I got to do a quick shout out. We're going to do a quick little pickup video. Michael Bennett hooked me up. He saw that I had picked up at Retro World that Batman card box.
Yeah.
It was just the box itself that would hold the cards in. And he's like, I got a few packs if you wanted to trade. And I was like, yeah, I could send you some. I have a bunch of Batman Returns ones. But he threw in a bunch of extra stuff.
Sick. Let's see it.
So let's see. I'll go full screen if you guys are watching on YouTube. So I did get the two packs. So he sent me a Batman and a Joker.
Dude, you know what's crazy is I remember getting those as a kid.
What's funny is I picked up, I have at my mom's house, some of my stuff. So I'm slowly bringing stuff over here. I have like a different package. I think it's these cards, but it wasn't like, you know, these are the ones you would put on at like registers, you know, you're in the gum. So, you know, you're grabbing one pack. But I have one. It might be this set. It's like a full pack. I don't know. It's hard to describe.
I need to look through my card set because I feel like there might be a few Batman cards in my card set. I feel like it's in this room is why I'm looking on the floor. I wish I knew where it was.
Because I do have two different types of Batman Returns. The Batman Returns that are similar to this, they're yellow, and it just says Batman Returns up here. Mm-hmm. But then the one that I have that's a full case, they're like they have the bat symbol on it, and they're kind of like red and black or whatever. But then he also included a Ninja Turtles pack of cards.
Oh, amazing. Beautiful. That's rad. Sweet.
I think I have some of these open somewhere. And then he sent me, this is kind of wild. I could read this to my daughter. It's like a book with Alf.
Alf Plays Detective.
And I guess it came with a cassette, right? There's a cassette. No. There.
Oh, you know what?
Made along with
maybe it was a cassette. I was going to guess a record, but maybe that one was with the cassette.
Right. So read along with the cassette if you got the cassette in there. But you could still just, you know, read the book itself.
He's not in POG form.
So I got that, and then to go back to the Ninja Turtles.
The heck is I guess it's like a bike horn.
It's like a bike horn. So you got like Raphael on there, and this part would like clip onto, I guess, your handlebars. That's... So I wonder if this was like a cereal prize.
Is it pretty small?
Yeah, it's I mean, compared to the pack of cards.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know, a little bit bigger than that. Thought that was neat. I got a little keychain of Kirby right here.
That's my son would go nuts over that.
Like he's like sleeping. So that's kind of Kirby. Neat. And then he sent me, I guess these are like, it's almost like Pogs or something. This has like the Simpsons.
Oh, it's Bart. He's in Pog form.
And it's an actual, like, I feel like, you know, this would go on the top of like a milk container.
That's like a legitimate
it's like metal
milk cap.
And then I think I got one of these before. It's like a Mario coin. This has Toad on it.
Oh, weird. Does it flip and spin?
So, and it's heavy. It's a metal. It's almost like a slammer. I thought it had a theme with that. And then he sent me two other things. I got this sweet Duke Nukem Forever trucker cap.
Sick.
And then he also sent me the game on CD, Duke
there
Nukem.
You go.
I don't know which one. So 3D Atomic Edition. So I'll have to see if I'll be able to, maybe I could pop this into the PC and possibly play this. I could say, I don't think I ever played a Duke Nukem game before. I played Doom, Wolfenstein and all that.
Yeah. I don't think I have either.
I know he's like very like rude and like 80s action dude. He's like, I'm here to kick some butt and chew bubblegum. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
I'm all out of bubblegum.
So thank you, Michael Bennett. I'll be sending out a package your way. For the trade, so thanks for listening
cool.
to the podcast and hooking me up with that stuff there.
Yeah.
I guess I could go into some other quick pickups as well, because I did have to take my mom had to get some eye surgery done on her eye, so I had to drive her to the doctor, and then I had like 2 hours to kill. So
she
I
doing
did
okay?
hit up. Yeah, she's recovering now. She had like an eye patch on, but hopefully this helps her vision.
Let's hope.
So I went to a Goodwill, browsed around a Goodwill. checked out the book section, and then I got this. Found it hidden in the book section.
Oh!
Metroid Prime 3 Corruption Strategy Guide. So it's got the all the guide in there. And then in the back, it's actually still got attached. There's like a poster.
Nice.
You would like tear out. This was a buck, and it was Green Day. So I got it for 50 cents. So it was half
Green off. Day.
The Green Day.
That's funny.
And then I just picked this up just because it was. This was also a dollar. It's a leather bound like journal, like fancy like book. And then just
you're gonna be journaling it up, Russ.
So I could write my notes in here. Dear diary.
Dear diary, why is Jay not want to do a podcast tonight?
But those are my pickups for this week.
Sorry, I was making a joke about the fact that it's Thursday. Me and Russ usually film on Wednesday.
Right.
But I was feeling a little cranky last night, and I asked Russ if it would be okay if we could please postpone it till the next day so I could get some rest and be more animated for you fine folks out there.
There we go.
So I want to jump back to Batman real quick because there's this store. I call it Mama's Store. My mom used to work there. She doesn't own the store, but it's just what I've titled it forever. And a couple weeks ago I was there and they have a Batman DVD 4-pack. So it's and it has the first four Batmans.
Nice. Yeah. So all in one.
I have to run back there tomorrow. And my hope is if they still have it, I'm going to grab it because I've been dying to watch Batman Returns. I haven't seen it in years.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I mean, that's a good Christmas movie, too, if you want to watch it near the holidays, because it takes place.
I do want to watch it near the holidays.
On Christmas.
Plus, I also want to see the episode with the Alicia Silverstone because she was my high school crush.
That girl. Yeah, that was a good one. I did grab that little box just to show. I think it's still factory sealed, but this is the card box I got for Batman.
That's cool,
cards.
Man. That's way cool.
So it says there's 143 glossy cards and 22 stickers. I'm not sure where I got this or whatever, but I guess it's factory sealed. So I guess it has the whole set in
Dude,
here.
I know for a fact I had some of those cards. I don't know if I still have them, but I'll do some searching later.
Yeah, I definitely do. And you know, I'm trying to. I have like so many different card collections. The ones that are open, you know, obviously you got to get a nice binder and slip your cards into the. You get the sleeves that they all go into.
I have a Terminator 2 set that I've had since I was a kid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean they had cards for. Literally everything.
I used to get a lot of Jurassic Park cards when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was really into Jurassic Park. And I have an unopened pack of Home Alone 2 cards that I've had as my face is freezing up for some reason since the 90s.
I wonder if they have current shows cards. Like, I don't think they do any show cards, right? They do Pokemon cards. Magic, like all the game cards, but I don't know if they have like TV shows with cards on them now.
You don't have Seinfeld cards?
That's not a current show.
Or Home Improvement cards?
I mean, yeah, those are cards from.
Oh, you mean like current?
Like current now, like a show now, like I don't know, Dexter cards or.
Oh, that would be weird. Dexter.
I don't know. I mean, that's not even on anymore. I don't even know what a current show would be.
Stranger Things cards.
Right. There you go. I mean, that would fit the vibe for sure.
That would be pretty sick, actually.
So, because they, you know, with the reaction figures, they're kind of mimicking, you know, those retro figures, like the style of like the Star Wars, the G.I. Joes, and they have so many different properties that you can get, like aliens, like bands too. It seemed like you can get like Megadeth figures. In those, so those are kind of like gearing towards the people that collected these figures growing up, essentially.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Jay's camera's broke, but we can still hear him, so that's good.
You can hear me. You might be able to see me in a second. I don't know. I keep fiddling with it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you fiddle with it. I'm going to discuss some DIY and I've been doing. My friend Mike reached out to me. He has a podcast called Forgotten Cinema. Well, technically, he had a podcast. The podcast has ceased to exist. They went on for a few years, but they are doing a like comeback because every Halloween, they kind of break down some horror movies. So they wanted to just kind of do that as a one more thing. So they commissioned me to make a tombstone that says Forgotten Cinema and has the dates that they were a podcast, and they're going to be shooting a like promotional video where it shows like a grave, and then they're going to be busting out of the grave holding like microphones and stuff. So I'm going to help them kind of film that a little bit too, but I also film myself making this tombstone, so that'll probably be a video coming out in the coming weeks. Basically it's just out of foam, and I got some stencils, and then I used my I have like a wood burning pen, so I can etch it like in the stone essentially, and came out pretty good. It's pretty tall. It's sitting on my porch now, and relatively cheap. I got the foam at Home Depot. I got 4x4 squares that were $8 a piece, so $16 in foam, maybe like $4 in wood and some glue. So yeah, I've been watching a lot of like prop making, because you know all the Halloween stuff is coming up. Everyone's getting ready to like decorate their yards and whatnot. We don't have a yard here I could decorate, but I could probably decorate my mom's house. Jay's still MIA with this camera.
Yeah, I mean, I've unplugged it. I've turned it off, turned it on. I don't understand
technology.
Why am I?
We have the same camera.
I mean, you literally saw me 5 minutes ago, and then it just stopped for who knows why.
Did the battery die?
It's plugged into a
to the wall. Yeah, I mean, did the little plug underneath it come out?
I mean, I can see myself on the camera because I have the monitor facing me. You know, right. like the screen. You know how it works. You have the same camera. So I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
My face is just too ugly for YouTube, so YouTube decided to shut me down.
Blast it. Speaking of shut down, I don't know if that's a bad segue. I started watching a new series, and apparently, oh, hey, Jay's back. Oh, you're using the webcam?
Yeah, because that's better than nothing, right?
Fair enough. So the X-Files, I guess, turned 20 years. I want to say 3 days ago. I think I saw a post. Right? Because it came out in the 90s. Yeah. So I started watching it just out of chance. It's on Hulu, so you can stream it on Hulu. So I'm up to episode 3.
It's 20 years? It's probably more than that.
Yeah, it came out in the 90s.
If it was 95, 2005 would have been 10. 2015 would have been 20.
Oh, okay. So maybe 30 years then. Math. 1990 was only 5 years ago.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Anyway, math out the window. I started watching The X-Files. Still holds up. Still creepy. I put it on at night, and then, you know, that sound certainly gets you with the theme song. They didn't have, on the first episode, they didn't have the theme song yet. So it wasn't a staple thing. But yeah, I'm enjoying the episodes. I definitely watched it a lot. When I would go over to my dad's house for the weekend, he would have it on. So some of the episodes I caught here and there growing up. So now rewatching them, I'm like, oh yeah, like I remember this episode. This was, you know, where this guy did this, or they had this phenomenon. So it'd be cool to kind of dive back. Hopefully I could keep up, you know, watching it weekly, maybe getting a few episodes per week. Because we are canceling our Netflix subscription. So we're going to have Hulu still. We feel like we don't use Netflix. Right. The only two shows coming up that I would watch on Netflix would Stranger Things, the new season, and then the new Castlevania season is also coming up at the end of this month.
That's pretty cool. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and that has Richter in it, so I might have to just wait to watch that. I don't know if, well, although if we cancel this month, maybe I can still reach it before it's the end of the month. We'll see.
I give up, Russ.
I give up. Whatever. That works for now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't realize Castlevania had another series coming out, so I'm excited about that. I really enjoyed the first, what was it, two or three seasons?
Yeah, I think it was at least two. It might have been three, I feel like.
I know me and you both really liked that one vampire girl.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So remind me her name.
I can't remember it now.
She was cute, though. The little redhead.
Right. That was a good one.
Yeah. But yeah, that'll be great if that's coming out in October.
I think it's coming out September. I think it's the end of the month of September.
Oh, so. I'll binge that so fast.
Yeah. So that'd be something nice to watch for the spooky season.
Man, I got so much to look forward to. Hockey's coming back. Blink-182 songs are dropping soon.
That's right. The new albums should be dropping pretty soon.
Yeah. I think they have a song coming out the 21st.
Oh, okay.
So they're releasing a new single. Freaking Castlevania. I saw Monster Cereal at Target the other day. I did not pick any up yet.
I still gotta get some. Yeah.
Maybe this weekend. We'll see. Count Chocula. I'm ready for you.
You're ready for it.
That's right.
Side note, today was Nintendo Direct. I don't know if you caught any of it.
I actually did watch it like this. Nice. I watched it like this.
You're scrolling through it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched it live for about half an hour, and then I had to run some errands. So,
what caught your attention, Russ?
I mean, I'm stoked on that F-Zero 99.
That was the most excited about.
Because when it came up, I was like, "Oh, are they doing an HD remaster, like something?" And I was like, well, I guess it's better than nothing." So it's similar to what you know, Pac-Man 99 was the Mario. So if you're on the streaming service for Nintendo, it's free to download. And then I imagine it's only going to be up there for X number of months.
Oh, is that how Pac-Man 99 was?
Right. It was, you know, only a certain amount of time, and then they didn't support it anymore and took it down. As far
so
as
it's just going to be kind of a limited run kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so. Just because of the like, you know, they're matching you at 99 people. So then after X amount of months, maybe people lose interest, and then
that's
like, we can't find 30
you can't find 99 people that want to play, right?
Right. So that was cool. And then I was bored on one that was up, so I was looking down, farting around with my phone, and then I caught the tail end, but I guess they're doing a like reimagining or whatever of Contra.
I missed that.
Yeah, yeah. So Way Forward is producing it there, and it almost looks like Contra 4 on the DS. Like I feel like the screen is taller how they did it, but I mean it looks phenomenal. Not sure when the release date for that one was. But then I put a bunch on like my favorite. Of course everything is ready for pre-order digitally, which I don't want digital. I want to see if they have physical copies,
right?
So I was like, I'll put them in my favorites. But they do have a Mario and Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
like
I saw
a puzzle that looks kind of fun. And they showed a lot more of the Peach game.
Yes.
So you get the different outfits. There's like sword fighting Peach and bakery Peach.
Yeah.
Doesn't
look too
one.
Cool to me, honestly.
I mean, the girls, I'm sure, would be excited. I mean, my daughter would probably want to play it. Maybe
there you go.
What else came out that
was there was the, cool? the was it the Paper Mario? Was it Thousand Year Door?
Oh, I think some. Well, RPG was announced. Mario RPG. And Thousand Year Door was announced?
It might not have been Thousand Year Door, but it was one of the Paper Marios.
Okay. They had that. They're doing the HD like remaster of Luigi's Mansion 2.
Yeah, I saw that. That actually looks... I'm actually excited about that because now that I've played the third one, mm-hmm. I want to go back and play the first two. So
then there's new DLC coming for Splatoon 3. Single-player DLC.
That looked interesting.
It looked pretty good. I looked it up. I think it's $20 if you want a single-player experience again, and it does some format of you're fighting up a tower, so each level gets harder.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll dive back into there. I haven't played Splatoon 3 in quite some time.
Splatoon didn't hold my attention the way I hoped it would.
Yeah, I mean, like when it came out, I was excited. I never played the first one. Then when 2 came out, I bought it, played it for like a month, stopped playing it, and then it was like 6 months before I got back into it heavily, and then didn't play it. Then 3 came out, I was like, I guess
so,
I'll get 3.
When I got my Wii U to put in my kiosk, I got a copy of, I don't know if it's Splatoon 1 or Splatoon 2, but I played it a little bit, but like it just didn't give me the same vibes that I wanted. What I wanted was Halo. Sort of vibes, but it didn't
with
give
the match
me that.
The matches that they had in Halo.
Yeah, I don't know, it was too much. I don't know, it was, I liked it, it was good enough, but I don't think it's good enough to like keep making more Splatoons. I would have been one and done for me.
They're capitalizing in on like, I think this certain type of gamer who likes Animal Crossing as well, because you have like this, you can customize your clothes.
Yeah.
Now you have in the third one, you get a locker and you could put certain stuff in your locker and stickers. And then
part was okay. Like my guy's got a zapper gun, 'cause I thought that was kind of rad.
Right. Right.
And some, you know, I think he has like a power glove on. Anything NES related, I kind of popped on my dude. But like, I'm not the kind of person that wants to like do all that extra stuff.
Right.
I think is part of what I don't love about Zelda. Like, I don't care if he's not
wearing a
different outfit. Who cares? Just get him classic. Get the man some clothes and let's go find some divine beast.
There we go. But yeah, I can see it holding some people's interest. Or again, if you're thinking like me, you know, these younger kids that don't have a lot of games, you know, they can dive plenty of hours into Splatoon. Like, oh, right. I'm going to, you know, play 50 matches so I get enough points so I can get this cool new outfit and show my friends and whatever. Side note, I did finally beat that game I was playing on Switch.
The girls?
Yeah, Gal Guardian Demon Purge. So I beat it last night. Finally got to the boss. And I got like the so-so ending. So I just YouTubed the other two endings.
So at some point, I need to get my Metroid Prime out remastered that I got from Andy Pac-Man Case. And I need to put it on my other Switch because I've been playing it on my Switch Lite.
Oh, okay.
But I've gotten to this one part pretty early in the game where you go in this room and there's like this ship thing and it like spins and then all these like bugs come out at you. Bugs are like swarming around you.
Right.
And with that tiny little light controller, by the time I'm done playing that part, which I haven't beat yet, my hand is like cramping up. It's just for a man with full-size man hands, Nintendo Switch is not the most comfortable to play. So I need to get it to that point on my regular Switch with my Pro Controller and hope to God that the Pro Controller is much more comfortable. So maybe I can finally get past that part. Cause I'm so early in the game. I don't want to give up yet.
Well, I was going to say, I did end up, you have the Switch Lite, so you don't have the option, but on my Switch, I did upgrade to these Hori like pads instead of using the Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
So these are a little bit, you know, thicker and it does have a D-pad. So
yeah, those are sick. These. No, I have that Switch too. I just started playing it on the Switch Lite.
Gotcha.
But I don't have those cool, like, Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
But I do obviously have the Pro Controller. So my hope is that, you know, playing with the Pro Controller, I can get a bit more zoned in on those bugs that I'm trying to kill.
Right. Yeah. It could be a pain. I did download this demo. They had the demo of this. This game here, Dave the Diver.
Dave the Diver.
I don't know if you saw the preview.
You already got F-099 on there.
Yeah, I downloaded it today. It's downloadable.
But we can't play it yet?
Yeah, you can play it now. It's playable now.
Oh, sweet. I'm going to download it tonight.
Dave the Diver looked kind of neat. I don't know if I'll buy it. The demo was free, but I think it's a $30 game. But the concept is you're a diver, right? You go into the ocean and you're shooting fish and you're gathering them. Once you gathered a bunch of fish, you're then in a restaurant making sushi rolls.
Ha!
And I thought this was kind of unique. And then, you know, you go back and dive for more.
That's trying very to get Japanese.
The better fish to get the better sushi rolls.
Oh, see, what's wrong with you, Russ? I'm over here starving. I'm trying to drink my water. And you're talking about sushi, which I love. Do you like sushi?
Yeah, I'll eat it. Yeah, I'll go to
some. Yeah, that doesn't sound like you like it. Yeah, I'll eat it. It sounds like you kind of hit or miss with it.
I'll do some dragon rolls. I'll do some.
I freaking love sushi. Dude, just give me a little bowl of, what is that sauce? Is it teriyaki? It's not teriyaki. What is that? Soy sauce.
I was like, wasabi?
Give me some soy sauce. Get me some wasabi, because I definitely like a little wasabi to open up the sinuses.
Yeah,
I also love some ginger.
Okay,
I like to get enough wasabi to where my nose burns.
Jeez,
yeah,
And my wife's sister was down visiting from California, and they went to Sushi Palace. It's a place we have. They do a buffet. I didn't go. I was like, you guys can go. I'll just hang out with the baby.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be a little snobby here, okay? If you're going to a sushi buffet, it's okay. Probably not top of the line. It might be.
Yeah, this one here, we have a few. There's another one.
I'm kind of a sushi snob, sorry.
Next door to us right here is called Sushi X, and they're pretty well known. I don't know if they're a buffet or not.
Formerly Sushi Twitter.
That's a good one. But Sushi Palace. So Sushi Palace is a restaurant.
Okay.
But you can purchase the buffet style. Maybe I explained it wrong. It's not like you're going up and getting the sushi off of a buffet, like,
okay,
thing.
Okay.
You get a piece of paper and you're like, I want this roll, these. And then they bring it. Then when you finish that, you fill out another piece of paper.
Gotcha.
Freshly make it.
Okay. So it's all fresh. Okay. Okay. Yes, maybe it's not so bad then. Okay. But when me and my wife go, I like to get like 6 to 8 rolls.
Okay.
And then I can't wait for the second when she goes, I'm full, you can have the rest. And I'm like, yes, let's go.
Give me your plate.
So, yeah.
Nice.
I love sushi. Now I want to go eat some.
I have some sushi. Sushi to go.
Sushi.
I think there is a few other sushi games I want to say, either on the Switch or on the Wii, maybe, or 3DS.
Did you ever play that game? I think it's called like Katamari or something. I don't know. You take
the rolling guy.
You roll up stuff through a room and then you throw it out into space. It becomes a planet.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they had an HD remake of that for Switch too.
Yeah. So that's kind of a weird like type game. I can't tell you what I was doing the first time I played that game because this is a family show, but I'll tell you one day.
Fair enough. And we'll do some shout out stuff.
Shout them out.
Guys, make sure to check out the weeklywarpipe.com. I got a news letter that I send out twice a week on there. You can sign up for free. And then you can also check out patreon.com/RussLyman is my Patreon. And our top supporters are Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Livinggood, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, and Retroholic16. So I post kind of behind the scenes stuff there, and any money I get from there kind of goes back into the channel, into this channel, my Russ Lyman channel and all that. So I got some supplies I bought for some upcoming DIY videos coming out. But if you want to support the show, you could do that. You could grab mugs. We have mugs and t-shirts, stickers, magnets, all that stuff. Jay's got one. So you can support the show that way. Or if you want, you can call into the show as well. We got a phone number, and it's 949-682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP.
Warp.
Yeah. Catch us every Wednesday. And then if you need more, every Saturday at 7 a.m.
But of course you need more.
Of course. You got to double down.
See, I had a full night's rest last night. I'm on fire now.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
We appreciate you guys listening and watching. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.